Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. An existing set of ag nutrient stewardship practices are being further enhanced through continued research and innovations. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
You may be familiar with the Ag Nutrient Stewardship Protocol called the 4 R's.
Using the right source of nutrient at the right rate, the right time, and the right place.
Yet as Laura Moody of the Fertilizer Institute explained at this year's USDA Agricultural Outlook Forum, the protocol is not one, but rather a suite of sustainability practices designed to reach preferred outcomes within the 4R system.
All geared towards increasing productivity and economics on the farm while minimizing nutrient loss so that we can address impacts to water and air quality.
So using examples from one farm, Moody notes some of the practices and strategies integrated with the 4R nutrient stewardship umbrella.
He's using soil sampling to make decisions about what rate he's going to apply, where he's going to apply that in the field, using variable rate technology, using precision ag so that he's making decisions based on the yield he has coming off, using auto steer and auto guidance and auto shutoff on his system. The practice where he's applying his nitrogen in the spring with a stabilizer.
Intended to increase the nutrient uptake efficiency of the plant and reduce nutrient loss. She adds the 4 R's are being further enhanced via ag innovations in development or now being used, such as enhanced efficiency fertilizers.
We continue to fine-tune and increase not only our knowledge about those products, but innovate and find new ways that we can further enhance those products for the farm's outcome.
Also within the research and development space.
We also have a 4R research fund. The industry has been contributing about $1 million a year to that since 2013. And we use those dollars to fund research projects in the 4R space to better understand the environmental, economic, and production outcomes. We've been able to use some of those dollars to better understand the outcome and the use of enhanced efficiency fertilizers.
Previous studies on polymer-coated urea soil nutrient show efficiency in reducing nitrous oxide emissions and potentially reducing nitrate loss in corn. Moody says study and research-based insights offer encouragement to
further explore where the industry can go with innovative technologies to ensure that our products are used more efficiently and effectively.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here again on Monday.